Welcome to the OCR GCSE Business Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to nail one of the most important foundation topics in your entire business GCSE, business aims and objectives. Whether you're revising for your first assessment or doing a final push before your exam, this episode is packed with exactly what you need to know, how to apply it, and how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So let's get started. Section 1, what are business aims? Every business, whether it's a tiny sole trader selling homemade candles at a market stall or a global corporation like Apple, needs a direction. That direction starts with an aim. A business aim is a broad, general statement of what a business wants to achieve in the long term. Think of it as the destination on a map. It tells you where you're heading, but not exactly how you'll get there. The OCR specification identifies several key aims you absolutely must know. First, there's survival. This is the most basic aim, and it's especially important for new or small businesses. When a business is just starting out or when it's facing a tough economic climate, simply staying open and covering its costs is the number one priority. A new bakery that opened 6 months ago isn't thinking about world domination, it's thinking about whether it can pay next month's rent. Second is profit. Once a business has survived, it typically wants to make money above and beyond its costs. Profit is the reward for the risk the owner has taken. But here's a critical distinction that trips up so many candidates. Profit is not the same as revenue, and it is not the same as cash flow. Revenue is the total money coming in from sales. Profit is what's left after all costs are deducted. Cash flow is the movement of money in and out of the business. Please, please, please don't mix these up in your exam. It costs marks every time. Third is growth. Once a business is profitable, many owners want to expand, open more branches, sell in new markets, increase the number of employees. Growth can be measured by turnover, number of employees, market share, or number of outlets. Fourth is market share. This means the percentage of total sales in a market that one business holds. For example, if the total UK coffee shop market is worth £2 billion a year and Costa Coffee takes in 400 million of that, its market share is 20%. Businesses often set objectives around increasing market share because it signals competitive strength. Fifth are social and ethical aims. Not every business is purely profit-driven. Social enterprises, charities, and increasingly many mainstream businesses set aims around their impact on society and the environment. This might include reducing carbon emissions, paying suppliers fairly, or reinvesting profits into the local community. The Body Shop and Ben & Jerry's are classic examples of businesses where ethical aims sit alongside financial ones. Now, here's something really important for your OCR exam. The aims a business chooses are directly linked to its stage of development and its ownership structure. A brand new sole trader will almost certainly prioritize survival. A well-established public limited company with shareholders will likely prioritize profit maximization or growth. An examiner will always reward you for linking the aim to the specific business context in the question. Section 2, what are business objectives? If aims are the destination, objectives are the specific routes you take to get there. A business objective is a specific, measurable target that helps a business achieve its broader aim. And this is where the SMART framework comes in, and it is absolutely essential for your exam. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Specific means the objective clearly states what is to be achieved. Not just increase sales, but increase sales of our medium-sized coffee cups. Measurable means there's a number or quantity attached so you can track progress. Increase sales by 15% is measurable. Do better is not. Achievable means the target is realistic given the business's resources and circumstances. Setting a target to double revenue in 1 month when you've been growing at 5% a year is not achievable. It's just wishful thinking. Relevant means the objective actually connects to the broader aim of the business. If your aim is to improve customer satisfaction, an objective about reducing packaging costs might not be directly relevant. Time-bound means there's a deadline. Increase market share by 5% within the next 12 months is time-bound. Without a deadline, there's no urgency and no way to evaluate success. Here's a worked example of a SMART objective. To increase online sales revenue by 20% within the next financial year by launching a new e-commerce website. Let's check it. Specific, online sales revenue. Measurable, 20%. Achievable, depends on the business, but let's say yes. Relevant, yes, if the aim is growth. time-bound within the next financial year. That's a solid SMART objective. A common mistake candidates make is listing the SMART criteria without applying them to the actual business in the question. If the question gives you a case study about a family-run restaurant, your answer must reference that restaurant specifically. Generic answers score AO1 marks at best. Application, that's AO2, is where the real marks are. Section 3, how aims and objectives evolve. One of the most sophisticated things you can demonstrate in your OCR exam is an understanding that aims and objectives are not fixed forever. They change as a business grows, as the external environment shifts, and as the owner's personal goals develop. Think about a business life cycle. In the early startup phase, survival is everything. The owner might be working 80-hour weeks just to keep the lights on. Once the business is established and generating consistent profit, the focus might shift to growth, opening a second location, hiring more staff, expanding the product range. Later, a mature business might focus on maximizing shareholder value or perhaps on building a legacy through social responsibility. External factors also force aims to change. During an economic recession, even a profitable business might temporarily shift its aim back to survival. A new competitor entering the market might push a business to prioritize market share. A change in consumer values, like the growing demand for sustainable products, might push a business to adopt stronger ethical aims. And don't forget the owner's personal aims. A sole trader might deliberately choose not to grow beyond a certain size because they value work-life balance. This is a completely valid business aim, and examiners will credit you for recognizing that not all business owners want to maximize profit at all costs. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually score the marks. The OCR J204 paper tests you across three assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, worth 35%. AO2 is application, also 35%. AO3 is analysis and evaluation, 30%. For AO1, you need precise definitions. Don't say profit is when a business makes money. Say profit is the financial surplus remaining after all costs have been deducted from total revenue. That's the kind of language that earns marks. For AO2, you must connect your knowledge to the specific business in the question. Use phrases like, since the business is a sole trader, or given that the case study states the business has been trading for only 6 months, quote, the case study, reference the context. This is what separates a grade 4 answer from a grade 7. For AO3, you need chains of reasoning. Use connective phrases. This leads to, as a result, consequently, therefore. Show the examiner that you can follow an idea through to its logical conclusion. For example, if the business prioritizes growth as its aim, it may need to invest heavily in new premises and staff. This will increase costs in the short term, which could reduce profit margins and potentially create cash flow problems, particularly if the business is funding growth through borrowing. Now, the most common mistakes. Number 1. Confusing profit, revenue, and cash flow. I've said it before and I'll say it again. These are different things. Revenue is total sales income. Profit is revenue minus costs. Cash flow is the timing of money moving in and out. A business can have high revenue but low profit if costs are high. It can be profitable on paper but have cash flow problems if customers pay late. Number 2, giving generic answers. If the question is about a specific business, your answer must be about that specific business. A business might want to increase profit scores almost nothing. Since Tasty Bites is a new sole trader in a competitive local market, its primary aim is likely to be survival rather than profit maximization, as it needs to establish a customer base before it can generate consistent revenue that scores AO2 marks. Number 3, listing SMART criteria without applying them. Don't just write out what each letter stands for. Apply the framework to the business in the question. Number 4, assuming growth is always the main aim. Examiners specifically look for candidates who recognize that different businesses have different aims depending on their size, age, ownership type, and the personal goals of the owner. Section 5, quickfire recall quiz. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What does the S in SMART stand for? The answer is specific. Question 2. Name 3 business aims a new sole trader might have. Survival, breaking even, and building a customer base are all great answers. Question 3. What is the difference between profit and revenue? Revenue is total sales income. Profit is revenue minus total costs. Question 4. Give one reason why a business's aims might change over time. The business has grown and can now focus on profit rather than survival. Or an economic recession has forced the business to prioritize survival again. Or the owner's personal goals have changed. Question 5. What does it mean for an objective to be time-bound? It has a specific deadline by which the objective should be achieved. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You've got the core knowledge locked in. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section of your notes. Section 6, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Business aims are broad, long-term goals. Survival, profit, growth, market share, and social or ethical aims. Business objectives are specific, smart targets that help a business work towards its aims. The aims a business chooses depend on its stage of development, its ownership structure, the external environment, and the personal goals of the owner. Aims evolve over time as circumstances change. In your OCR exam, remember, AO1 is precise definitions, AO2 is application to the specific business context, and AO3 is chains of reasoning with a clear conclusion. Use connective language, quote the case study, and never confuse profit with revenue or cash flow. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a result of the work you put in now. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.